Video Film Podcast. My name's Adam.
And I'm Jesse, and we watched two more Star Wars movies, plowing through our third four Star Wars movie, Episode 3, Revenge of the Sithes.
The Sith genders. Yes.
And Solo, A Star Wars Story.
Mm-hmm.
I believe is what that's called.
And it was episode 3 was again directed by George Lucas, came out in 2005. Mm-hmm. Solo came out in 2018, directed by Ron Howard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Revenge of the Siths.
Let's talk about it.
Nice.
It's fantastic.
Really?
I think these movies got each of them got twice as good as the last one.
Yeah.
I would say.
I don't think that's a common opinion amongst Star Wars fans.
I think that's because there's no way that you could satisfy people having Anakin go from a normal guy to Darth Vader.
Uh-huh.
There's no way that that could have pacified or made everybody happy or lived up to everybody's expectations. There's just no way.
Mm-hmm.
He became the most powerful, coolest bad guy ever from this Jedi who was kind of whiny. And I don't think there was any way that people would accept anything, really, the vast majority of Star Wars fans.
I thought number two, episode two, was considered the worst of all the movies by Star Wars fans.
Hmm.
But I'm not sure about that. I think I've heard one person say that.
Do you mean the worst of all the movies, like all 11 movies that they put out?
Or the first three? Yeah.
The first three.
I think of all the movies. But I don't know. I didn't look into it really. I agree with you. I 100% agree with you. I think each movie got better than the last. I still like still like episode 1, 2 and 3.
Yeah.
But I think they each got better.
I think George Lucas remembered over these three movies how to make a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first two were sort of him getting back into it, and the third one was like, oh, okay, now I'm gonna, like, everything looked better, like all the cities looked better, the shots looked better, everything had way more scope, everything looked cooler, the design of the characters were better. Like General Grievous is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
General Grievous is like a weird droid with like some biological stuff in him, but he's mostly robot, and it's just awesome.
Yeah.
And there's a great, like, there's a lot of great fights. There's all these cool, like that first battle where they're in the ships and there's like a million ships and they're all fighting. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I didn't. Did you originally like the third one? Did you originally like episode 3, or are you coming around to liking it now?
I believe my stance was always it was the best of 1, 2, and 3, but I think I've liked it more and more.
Mm-hmm.
As I've gotten older, and I don't know, maybe my taste changed, maybe the expectations have faded.
Mm-hmm.
I can learn to live with what I've been given, and that it's not easy for George Lucas or anyone else to make these three movies that are so incredibly anticipated in their time. And now it's, what, 26, 27 years later after the first episode one came out. And now you can be like, okay, like, he tried. He was doing his best. There's some good things in here. It's setting things up. It's This is a guy who was under the weight of incredible expectations. So, well, what do you think about this movie? Like the how it wraps up this trilogy?
I liked it. I don't know. I don't know how to answer that question.
Does it make you want it, and it's weird that it makes you want to see another movie, but there's already those movies, they're already made. So it's like, yeah, I'd love to see another movie like that. And then it's like, oh no, Star Wars is that movie. He's already made it. He got to work backwards.
Let me talk about what I wrote down. I think George Lucas is a genius, and I think the fun of just his brain coming up with crazy ideas and shit. And probably he was being presented with a lot of ideas, and he was like, I like that, I like that, let's go with that. And some things the world disagreed with him on, like accents, certain accents that were used. But in that scene where Obi-Wan is fighting Grievous, and there's a scene where I had to stop and write down. I'm like, look at how much crazy shit is going on right now. They Obi-Wan is riding a giant lizard monster. The droid has turned into like a spider creature, and it's run off, and it's now riding a scooter that has four arms attached to it. So it's riding a scooter monster. And he's chasing it on a giant lizard things while all the clones and everything are fighting all around him. And I'm like, this is just crazy, cool, inventive, creative stuff. It's the same type of shit that made the first episode four so popular. Just crazy shit coming out of his brain.
He gave us something new again. Like I think in the first two, there wasn't as much invention. It was like, oh, okay, he's doing Star Wars again.
I
He's back.
disagree. Come on, man. He invented shit. People just didn't like what he invented.
Okay, that too.
He invented Jar Jar. People just didn't like Jar Jar. You
That's
gotta,
true.
he came up with shit. They're on a planet full of dinosaurs and shit in the first one. He's coming up with all kinds of cool shit. People just didn't like it for some reason.
I suppose that's true. Yeah. It seems like he got back. He just got his groove back over the course of the three movies. He got the taste, he got his taste back for what people wanted to see. And he really executed on the third one. Like it's I'm always whenever I see the end when Darth Vader gets like burnt alive and all his limbs get cut off, I'm always shocked. Like, no matter how many times I've seen it, I'm like, holy shit, like they really went for it. This guy is burned alive. And then they find him and they're like, oh my God, he's alive. Let's bring him back. And like, even the Emperor's like, I guess. Like, I don't know what we're gonna do with this guy, but all right, we'll bring him back. Okay, if you say so. But he,
Pretty
wait.
hardcore. I still find it tough to swallow the transition that happens, like Anakin turning to the dark side. Like they had to have him where he does something horrible that can't be redeemed, and he kills Samuel Jackson, right? But then right after that, he's like, all right, here's what you're gonna do. And he just drops to his knees. He's like, I'll do anything you tell me to do at that point. And I was like, wait, just a minute before that, he was still like, he just didn't want the Emperor to be killed. That was all he was trying to prevent. But he turned the Emperor in. He was still on the right side of everything. But then as soon as he does that, he's just like, I'll do anything you tell me. He's like, okay, go murder a bunch of kids. Done. All right.
Yeah, and I think that's because he understands that he can't go back anymore.
Yeah.
Now he understands that he's chosen a side, and that now he's basically gotta be the Emperor's guy.
I think there could have been more showing us the Emperor planting seeds into his head to get him to get him to not see things as black and white. Like, I guess you just kind of have to fill it in there and be like, oh, the Emperor has been guiding him his whole life, but they don't really show you anything. Like, there should have been, I don't know how they could have done it, little flashbacks to him, the Emperor, telling him stuff when he was a kid, like planting seeds in his brain. It's not so easy to decide right and wrong in these situations. I don't know, something like that.
And he does it, and he does it a lot through talking in the third movie, of telling the story about the guy who could make people not die or something like that, and is that a good thing or whatever it is. Like, maybe, maybe these people do have better powers than the Jedi, being a Sith Lord. So he kind of seeds it in, like, I don't know, I'm just throwing stuff out there that I heard of this guy who could stop the people he loved from dying. And Anakin's like, oh yeah, because I thought my wife was gonna die. So he does that a little bit, but you're right. Like, it would have helped if it was more through all three movies.
And I last week I felt the funniest thing, I listened to our episode again, and when you just can't like comprehend the when I said it was a mystery who the Emperor was. Like they never show his face. They always show him with a cloak hanging over his face, and he's talking in a different voice. And so you never know who Darth Sidious is. Is it? No, is it, is that who he is?
I think, yeah, he's Darth
Sid
Sidious, I think.
Sidious, yeah. And you were like, but you just couldn't wrap your head around it. You're like, but it's the same actor. And I'm like, I didn't know that. I didn't know that for 26 years. I didn't know that. And you were like, but everybody on planet Earth knew that going into episode one. And you couldn't comprehend not knowing that as an audience member. I thought that was funny. You're just like, I don't know how to, but everybody knows that already. Like, we didn't even have IMDb in 99. Like, I don't know how you knew that. I don't know. Like, now, yeah, you could go into IMDb in 2 seconds from your phone. But in 99, you must have had to go to the library and
I
get
was
books.
probably reading Entertainment Weekly or Rolling Stone or something. I was definitely reading magazines. That's all I can tell you.
And I gotta tell you, I'm more of a nerd than the average person. I think people just open up the newspaper and say, what's playing this weekend? Oh, a Star War. Let's go see that. And then they just show up. They don't have any idea who the actors are that are playing characters or the background or any of that stuff. So they don't reveal it until episode three. But even at the moment, I mean, I wonder if anybody is surprised. There's got to be some people that were like, oh, I didn't realize that, because they just hadn't given it any thought.
Yeah, I guess kids
Even
who
adults. I don't, some adults don't care about movies. They just go and watch them. They don't care.
Okay, but I'm talk okay, so do you think adults who have seen episode 4, 5, and 6?
Yes, again, we're having the
Okay.
same
I know we
conversation.
are, but I'm just trying to, because I really can't comprehend that
No.
anyone would be like, oh, I don't know who that guy is.
I think it's funny that you can't comprehend that. But the what
Why
I'm
do they have
talking.
this senator that they keep giving more powers to? And he's like, ah, oh, I guess. Oh, fine. I'll take the more power. Is
Well, that's
that
what
what
I.
people are really thinking? Like, I wonder who this guy is. That's a weird character. He's always wearing a robe, but never has the hood up. I wonder if he ever puts that hood up on his robe. What would he look like?
Yeah, I think people don't give it that much thought, and then when it
Maybe.
gets revealed, they're like, oh, okay. Then they carry on with their life. But what I'm saying is he's okay. My favorite scene in the movie is when they're watching that weird space opera and they're playing like this weird music, and he's got like a devil sitting next to him with giant horns, and he's got the bald scary looking chick sitting next to him too, and like they're so evil. They're the most evil people in the galaxy, and they're watching the most evil space opera ever presented. And he tells Anakin to sit down. He's like, "Anakin, let me tell you about a guy who could raise zombies." And he and it's I love that scene. That's just a creepy scene, but you're like, who couldn't figure out that this guy's evil? This is the guy they've been searching for the in the last three movies, this Darth Sidious. Who couldn't figure it out at that point? And so I think they did, they kind of realized this wasn't going to be shocking. So at some point, later on in the movie, the Emperor Palpatine says, "Yeah, it's me." And then Anakin goes, "Hold on a second. You're the fucking Sith Lord?" He's like, "Yeah, obviously." Like, they don't make it like a, and now for the one, I am your father. They don't do it like that. They do it like everybody's figured it out at this point in the movie. But I still think the first and second one, they had thought, eh, there's lots of people that won't know.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, I mean, it's I can't I like I can't put myself in that state of mind, 'cause like to me it was just obvious.
Yeah, I know. It's funny that you just can't wrap your head around just
After
going
having
to see
seen
a
four,
movie.
five, and six, I just can't.
Okay.
But anyway, I do have a question about the Emperor. Okay, so the Emperor is doing his lightning stuff with Samuel L. Jackson, and then his face changes into like wrinkles and all that stuff, right? Is that his face changing because of the lightning, or is that his real face and the other face is like concealing his real face?
I assumed it was the lightning bouncing back and deforming him.
Okay, that's what I always thought, but then I was watching and I was like, I wonder if that's like his real face that he was covering up so people wouldn't know he's evil.
Maybe. I've never heard that theory before.
Okay.
I just assumed it was the lightning reflecting. And he knew he had that moment to turn Anakin. That was it. Because I think in that scene he glances over at Anakin and Anakin's like, "No, you can't do this. He hasn't done anything wrong." He says something like that. And when he says a couple lines like, "You can't execute him. He hasn't done anything, or he hasn't he's not fighting back, he's unarmed," whatever he says, the Emperor glances and he's like, "Oh, I got him right in this moment. I got him. I just gotta keep I'm too weak. I'm dying." It's a yeah, it's a fun scene.
Yeah, it is a good scene. Like he really plays Anakin in that scene.
Yeah.
I'm just an old man. All
Did
that kind of shit.
Samuel B Jackson ever come back?
What do you mean?
Did
Like,
he ever come back? Like, I thought I heard talks that he was still alive or something. Yeah, you don't know.
oh, no, I don't know.
Yeah, if you watch the cartoons or read the comics or whatever, you might maybe he showed back up. I mean, obviously they bring back Darth Maul in the next movie we watched. Solo.
Okay, now is that Darth Maul? That was one of the big questions I have about this movie.
See, like, that's I can't comprehend. My mind can't comprehend the how you could ask a question like that.
Darth Maul was dead, though.
Well, he was cut in
So,
half and he was thrown down a giant shaft, but they didn't
so
show him being buried, his lifeless
didn't.
body.
Enjoy his burial. I thought that was just another guy who's like one of Darth Maul's cousins or something.
No,
Like
Darth Maul.
Barth Maul or something.
Right. No, it's him. They brought him
Okay.
back in the cartoons, I believe. I think they brought him back and he's got like a spider body.
Oh.
I guess they don't show that in Solo.
No, they he
So
looked like a normal dude.
I can't be making that up. Obviously, I've heard that somewhere. I think
Okay.
the bottom half of him is like a spider, a robot. So
That's cool.
obviously it couldn't be his cousin who also happened to be chopped in half.
I didn't Do they say his name in Solo?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay. I just assumed it was like we love everyone loves Darth Maul. It'd be cool if we had somebody who's like Darth Maul, and then they're like, "Oh, this is Darth Maul's brother."
No, I'm pretty sure it's him, and I'm pretty sure they brought him
Oh, that's
back in the
awesome.
car in the cartoons. So they were like, well, if he's alive in the cartoons, we can bring him back in this time
Yeah.
period in Solo if we want. Get people all excited.
All excited. Yeah.
So
Yeah.
what I'm saying is, if you get chopped in half and thrown down a bottomless pit, you can still come back in the Star Wars universe. So Samuel Jackson just gets thrown out a window. He gets
Yeah.
like either one or both of his hands get chopped off, and then he gets thrown out a window. He's much better positioned than Darth Maul was.
That's true. Anakin chops off both of his hands, and then yeah, you don't see him die. He could have just used the force to land softly. Yeah.
So, but you don't have the answer. You
I don't.
gotta, I need you to read all the comics
Oh, okay.
and watch all the cartoons.
Okay. Maybe he's a back alive in the next movie we're gonna watch. That other one.
And the one that they bring back, they just made a show of. She's a lizard woman. Rosario Dawson plays her.
Oh, Ashoka or something?
Yeah, that sounds right. Is she supposed to be the Ahsoka that gets killed in this one?
I
In
don't
episode
know.
three?
I didn't even know there was an Ahsoka that got killed in this one.
There's an Ahsoka race. Well, I don't know if her name's Ahsoka. That would be the answer, but there's a girl that looks like her. She gets gunned
Oh.
down. You
Okay.
know, when they're killing all the Jedi,
Yeah, they're killing the Jedi, yeah.
there's a one race of Ahsoka alien that gets shot in
Okay.
the back, and then they shoot her a bunch of times. And I'm like, it's pretty obvious that she gets shot about 100 times there. But is that the character that they say survived and for the Ahsoka show? Because obviously one of the Jedi is Ahsoka, who's supposed to have survived this.
Okay, I haven't seen that show. I don't know anything other than the title of that show and Rosario Dawson's in it.
Right.
So you
Okay.
know way more about it than I do. I wouldn't even be able to speculate. Or does it take place before? Does it take place before this, maybe?
No.
No, okay. When does it take place?
After.
Okay. All
Well,
right.
it's a Mandalorian thing. Mandalorian takes place after episode three at some point,
Okay.
right?
Before episode four?
Before episode four.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's okay, you don't know. That's all right.
No, I don't know.
All right.
No idea. Is the Ahsoka show good?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't really like it. The one I actually enjoyed the most. No, not the second most. I've watched all the Star Wars shit. I always will.
Let me guess which one. Andor.
No. No.
No, okay.
No, I'll confess that I haven't gotten through the whole thing, and it's like the critics love it. I've never heard
Yeah, people
one
enjoy it.
negative. The only person that's been kind of negative about it is Kevin Smith, and I'm like, yeah, I'm
Oh.
with him. He doesn't say anything negative about it. He's just like, it's too fucking boring, like, for me to get through. But all the critics are like, it's the best written show ever.
Yeah, that's what I
And
hear.
I got through the first season finally. And then I maybe watched the first episode of the second season. I'm like, God, it's just as boring as I remember, man. It's tough to get through. The one I like the most is the little kids one, which is, I think they call it Skeleton Crew or something like that.
I've heard of that, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So little kids find like a spaceship.
Is it live action or is it oh, okay.
Little kids find, like, I think it's a one of the what are those, the big empire ones, the Swiss cheese ones?
TIE Fighter?
No,
Swiss cheese.
the is a cruiser, an imperial cruiser or something they call them. I
The
don't
one
know.
that's
The
kind of like a triangle shape?
yeah.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Star Cruiser.
Star Cruiser? Whatever. We are not hardcore into Star
No,
Wars, are we?
we're not. We're not.
Well, that ship, I think they find one of those and then
Okay.
they fly it around. And you're like, it's obviously for little kids, but I had more fun watching that TV show than Andor, which is like, oh my God, you gotta you just sit like I, how could anybody say the first episode is boring when then they watch this show and say it's fantastic. It just blows my mind. Like
Yeah.
there's points where he's just in jail for like 5 episodes straight, just sitting in a cell, like reading a book. And I'm
Really?
like,
Oh,
oh,
okay.
it's just so long. I'm
I've
not
only
smart
watched like
enough.
half an episode.
I'm not smart enough for it. To
Yeah.
it's okay. But the show that I did like, which is I don't know the name of it. And they canceled it after one season. It's like the only Star Wars thing that's been canceled after one season. It was the one that I was kind
Oh.
of enjoying. I forget the name of it though. This is awful. I can't remember any names of anything.
What happened in the show? Are you sure you watched this?
I did because in the they make a point of in the first episode showing a character and then she dies like in the first fight and she was like the biggest actress I think in the show, maybe the girl from the Matrix.
Carrie Ann Moss?
Yeah, I think she might get
Oh.
killed in the first battle.
Okay.
Forget it.
Okay.
I can't tell you anything about the show. I just remember enjoying it and then they canceled it because everybody hated it.
Okay. Can I ask you a question about
No.
in the early 80s, was there a Star Wars show, like live action show?
Live action? I don't, not that I remember. There was
I don't think there
cartoons.
was, but I have like vivid memories of maybe it was a cartoon, but I was sure I have memories of a show like it with real people.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Maybe. That wouldn't surprise me. It was very, very popular.
But we would have heard about this like in the past 30 years.
Yeah, so probably not. But you know what? I've never heard anybody talk about the Ewoks cartoon, and I used to watch that all the time.
Yeah, there was an Ewoks cartoon.
But people don't talk about it anymore.
It's true. Yeah, I used to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I swear there was a show,
It could
but
have been.
whatever. I don't think there was. There couldn't have been.
Okay.
But I think it was just like I had a dream about it one day and it was so real that I thought it happened.
I watched that Western you told me to watch, Frontier Crucible.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I got about
Okay.
halfway through it, and I'm like, yeah, I like this. It's well directed. I like the writing. I think it's an interesting plot. I'm enjoying it so far. Finished it off, and I'm like, yeah, it was good. It was good. And then I went and discovered I had the reason I think you watched it or you recommended it.
Okay.
Because the writing credit on it is S. Craig Zoller, right?
That's not, I didn't even know that.
Oh. You
I
didn't
just,
even know that until I just said it a second ago?
until you just said it.
Oh, okay. All right, good. I'm glad because I'm like, how the fuck would Jesse know about this? He's not credited on the movie. And when I looked him up on IMDb, it says
Oh.
uncredited. And
Wow.
then And I'm like, I every once in a while check in to see when his next movies come out. And I probably just looked like 2 weeks ago and I did
Yeah.
not see this movie on his list. I keep
Oh,
looking
wow.
and checking back and I'm like, and so when you said, check out this movie, and then I found out that he had an uncredited, he was a writer on it.
Yeah.
I'm like, how would Jesse know that? He must have like Google Alerts set up for every single thing in the world to be notified because I swear to God, I just looked like 2 weeks ago and I did not see this movie on this guy's IMDb list.
I have no Google Alerts. Do you want to know how I found it, which is the most troglodyte way possible, is I went into Walmart and I looked at the DVD section and it was a new release and I went, okay.
Okay,
It's got
good.
Armie Hammer, it's got Thomas Jane, like oh, and it had William H. Macy for like one scene, I think.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I'll watch it. What the fuck? It's like $18.
That
Fuck
seems
it.
it's actually expensive.
That's a cheap, that's cheap for a Blu-ray.
I love that you were like, oh, I want to see Armie Hammer. I want to be behind this guy.
It's interesting because, like, he was kicked out of Hollywood. He was becoming a big star. He was kicked out of Hollywood. I don't know if he committed any crimes necessarily. It was just him, like, being really weird and creepy, and people were sickened by his, I don't know, predilections, I guess. I think he did also, he may have also done some actual bad things. I don't know. But he's trying to come back. And I was like, I wonder what movie someone will hire him for.
Right.
Like, who's out there being like, I'm gonna hire Armie Hammer in my movie? Because this is the first time I've seen him in a while.
Yeah,
I
well,
don't
it's
recall him being in anything else.
he's been too busy being a cannibal and eating people. That's what somebody asked him that in an interview. Are you a cannibal? Can you imagine that? Asking that interview question.
What did he say?
He said, well, to be classified as a cannibal, you would have had to eat human flesh. And so, therefore, no, I'm not a cannibal. And I'm like, that was too many words in a response to that
It's
question.
true. Like, yeah, and like I understand he may have like hurt people, like bit them or something like that. I think that's what I, but not, but like, yes, it's like really weird and creepy and stuff to say like I want to eat you and whatever. But I say a lot of things. But when he actually bites people, yes, that's too far. Without
Right.
their express written consent. That's too far.
Jesse, are you a cannibal?
I mean, listen, the guy's arm swung at me. It already had barbecue sauce on it. I'd already cooked it.
I mean, it
I mean,
depends
he was
on
in the fire.
your definition. I mean, could you define cannibal? What?
Listen,
Yeah.
the guy fell in a fire. His arm was burnt. He then fell backwards into the barbecue sauce.
Right.
He got a little basted. I
Yeah.
took a bite. I took a bite. I took a bite. I was
Okay.
hungry.
So Armie Hammer, yes. And it's what's funny is that I saw that and then I saw S. Craig Zoller is a writing credit on it, and I'm like, oh man, he just keeps hiring the unhirable people for his movies, right? Because he had Mel Gibson in his last one, and so I'm like, why does he just keep going out and getting the rejects from Hollywood and putting them? Because it's not helping his movies. But he didn't even take a writing credit on this, so I can't blame him at all. The only reason he got even recognized for this movie is because Thomas Jane said, we've got a great, in an interview, he said, we've got a great writer on this movie, Craig Zoller. And then he said, wait, I don't know if anybody knows that. I'm not even sure if I'm allowed to say that.
Oh, really?
That's what he said in the interview. And so obviously somebody put it on IMDb. So I don't get, I don't know any of the backstory there.
That sounds like Thomas Jane.
Okay.
Just saying crazy shit. Yeah, but the only thing that I didn't like, and I really didn't like, was the songs.
Well,
Where
yeah.
like after every scene they'd be like, and a man comes to your wagon.
Yeah.
And he says he's not gonna kill you, but I
Yeah.
think he might kill you in your wagon. And I
Yeah.
was like, why don't you just, like, we saw the scene. You don't have to say, like, what happened in the scene. There's a woman, and you may be falling in love, and her husband is dying. I hope he doesn't die at the end of the movie, so you can really fall in love with the woman on the wagon.
Yeah, now that you mention it, yeah, the songs did stick out to me.
Like, just put a score in. It's fine.
Well,
You can make a Steve Jones could make you a score.
I'm sure they spent all their money on that cameo by what's his face at the beginning.
William H. Macy.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't know if that was like a free thing or what.
Don't
It's.
know. Anyways, I enjoyed it though. So, yeah.
Yeah, it was worth it. It was like an old-fashioned Western. Like, there's a few guys you can't trust. There's a guy who's way too noble. And then there's sort of people in the middle. There's damsels in distress, the whole thing. So,
Okay,
yeah.
moving on to Solo.
Yes. Moving on to Solo. This Solo is, I think, the closest movie in production design to the first three Star Wars movies, to episode four, five, and six. I
Okay.
really felt like it was the same world. It
Okay.
was lived in, it was dirty. It wasn't like there wasn't a lot of really cool, shiny spaceships flying around. They weren't in really nice places. I liked that about it.
Okay.
That it reminded me more of the old analog sort of Star Wars. Obviously, there's a ton of CGI and stuff in it, but it really it was a lot closer to those movies for me than any of the other movies, at least that we've seen in the past 2 weeks on this podcast.
So I watched it. And I was like, I don't remember liking it at all when I first saw it. And I watched it and I'm like, why do I hate this movie? Why
Yeah.
is it? There's all kinds of this should be, I should be enjoying this movie. There's laser blasters and they're on a train right now. And there's a fucking, they're doing a train heist and they're firing and spaceships or rockets are happening. But why do I not give a shit about this movie and I hate it? I don't like it at all. And I thought back and I'm like, I think it's the fact that there's just dull. It's dull. There's no color. I think the first half of the movie takes place in total darkness.
Yeah.
And they're on a planet right now. They're on a train, but like everything's gray or white. And I need bright colors. I need episode one, two, and three back. Because this is so dull and boring.
Yeah.
Look at who they're going after for a movie. They're going after Star Wars, like comic book nerds like me.
Yeah.
And all that we know about comic book nerds is they like bright colors.
Yeah.
And yet you make your whole movie in gray. It's so
Yeah.
dumb of them. So I figured that out about halfway through it. And I figured out that was a huge mistake. Now it's funny that you come in and immediately say that's your favorite part about it, how gray and dull it is.
Not that. So it's that it looks more like everything's practically built. But what I will say is, I think the way to fix this movie is to cut the first half hour. You start at the train sequence. When Solo's girlfriend comes in, you're not sure who she is, you're not sure what their relationship is.
Right.
If you cut out the first 30 minutes, so now the audience is behind. Now the audience is intrigued of who
Yep.
she is. Is she his sister? Is she his girlfriend? Is she his friend?
Right.
Like, I think giving him too much backstory at first, you're like, I don't care about this fucking bullshit. Like, they're trying to escape from this stupid planet, and then there's what, and then he's in like Starship Troopers fighting in a stupid war.
I like your idea to cut out the first 30 minutes. I think that would
Thank
have
you.
made it a better movie.
I think it would have made it a lot more intriguing. It would have made it a lot more exciting. Who's this Woody Harrelson's character? What's their history? It would have made what's her name? The character who's Woody Harrelson's girlfriend in this, who dies in the train sequence. She was in Mission Impossible 2, Tandy Newton. It would have made Tandy Newton's character seem like, oh, like I missed a whole movie about these people. Like they should make a prequel to this movie where they're hanging out. Like this, or they're doing other jobs, or when did Han Solo meet this crew? Like they just sort of lay it all out so, I don't know, like plainly and easily, and you're like, I don't want that. I want to come in. The best thing I ever heard about making a movie was so this director said somebody told him one time, start in the middle of a scene and get out of the scene before the end of the scene. And that's how I feel about this movie, is they should have started in the middle of the movie and ended around where they ended it, whatever it is. Obviously, it's before the ending because, you know, Han Solo and everybody goes on to episode four and crazy adventures. And then he dies, I think, in episode nine or whatever it is. But it just seems like they really wanted you to easily follow his arc in this movie. And I think for Han Solo, it's better to not know because he's a man of mystery.
I'm with you. I think they should have done that. They should have brightened it up. They should have had some color in it wasn't until the very end when they're at the they're on some beach. But I'm like, oh, there's finally color in this movie. That was the first time I noticed it having some brightness to it. But yeah, also, yeah, I didn't care about the first half hour either. Him as a young person. And yeah, I found the movie was just, it became all about trying to give you the answers to all these things that they had mentioned in episode four, five, and six. Things that that nerds had talked about for the last 20 years or the last 30 years. I just started writing down like all the things that they talked about. So Lando calls him Han instead of Han. They make a point of that. And I think they put a lot of that stuff in there because they're like, oh, the fans are gonna love this. The fans are gonna love these things. And I just got annoyed by them. Because I'm like, yeah, I know. I know that the nerds have talked about these things forever.
The Kessel Run,
The Kessel Run is the next one in
where
12.
everyone's like, it's not in, it's distance and you can't be, and then they like go in, out of their way to be like, all right, so it's like it's not, and then you gotta go, and then you go through here, and it's like a shortcut, so it's like the parsecs would be 20 if you went the long way, but he goes the crazy way and it's 13, but then he rounds it down because he's very sly to 12. And you're like, don't
That was
care.
way too many. That was as many words as Armie Hammer used to get out of the cannibal question. I didn't need all those words. I didn't care really that much. I think Chewie ripped somebody's arms off once, and they had mentioned that too. The chess game that they play on the Falcon, they make a point of that. I can't remember what it is, but whatever. It just became a list of things that they're like, oh, people are gonna love these Easter eggs. Han shoots first. At the end, he shoots first, and that's something that was controversial.
But they still have to show him seeing the guy go for his gun. Like,
Well,
they
they
still
didn't.
had to show that.
They showed, yeah, they he didn't. They showed you a little bit of him like unlatching the gun or whatever. But even worse than that is he runs up to him before he dies and he goes, good thing you shot first because I was going to kill you. Like, wow, that was convenient that he was still alive, that and he could say, that was the first smart thing you did. You're not a bad guy at all, even though you did shoot me first because I was going to kill you. Like, just explained it. Explain the whole thing. The thermal detonator, I think he uses that. That's something they use in the third one or the whatever episode six. And just so it just became a big list of these things that I'm like, I don't really care that you're giving me all these things.
Very clunky.
So did you like it overall? Sounds like you did.
I do like it. I like it in the sense that I think they got a lot of the casting right. Donald Glover, kind of a cool Lando. Game of Thrones girl, Emilia Clarke. She was cool. Woody Harrelson was good. I didn't really like the bad guy. Like, what's his name? Plays way too many of those same characters. Like
Paul
it's a
Bettany.
Paul Bettany plays
Wow. I
way
got it.
too,
I got
yeah, you got
somebody's
a
name. Hey,
name.
that was nice. Awesome.
That's impressive. He plays way too many guys exactly like that. It would have been cool if they had a different villain. I think the guy who played Han Solo was pretty good. Like you can't really, what are you gonna do? Like you can't replace Harrison Ford. So you had to do your best.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think when I just forget the first half hour, I concentrate on the design, the fact that it's a heist movie. I love heist movies. It's a pretty decent heist movie as it goes. There's crosses and double crosses and all those kind of David Mamet type things. Yeah, I enjoyed it. Like you said, I could have done without all of these stupid references to the other movies. I like just Darth Maul showing up for no reason. Yeah, I liked it. Do you know the history of this movie?
No.
What happened? So, Phil Lord and Chris Miller were two directors, shot 80 or shot the like I don't know what they shot, but 80% of what they shot was reshot by Ron Howard. They were
Okay.
fired for making it like a comedy or something like that.
Yeah.
And I think all of the stuff that we kind of nitpick and that are it's fan service. I bet they put a lot of that stuff in after. That's
Yeah.
how it seems to me to make it more like a Star Wars movie. Because at this time, like I forgot, they put out Star Wars movies from 2015 to 2019, one a year.
Right.
Like that's crazy that we went, what was it, 83, like 16 years without a Star Wars movie, and then they put out five in 5 years. Like they were having to really pump out content and remind people of like this is why you love Star Wars. These are the we need you to buy more Star Wars DVDs. We need you to go back and watch these and then buy more Luke Skywalker toys and don't forget about this guy and buy more Millennium Falcon toys.
Yeah, and I can't blame them because they did pay a crazy amount of money to buy the property.
Yeah.
So they had to start making their money back. So.
Yeah, but this movie just felt like we have to keep it in the Star Wars pocket, and we have to keep the consistency going.
Yeah. Yeah. And it, like every idea they came up with was something to do with the first three movies that everybody loved, the episode four, five, and six. So give you the backstory on Han Solo. Give you the, what's the other one? Rogue's Tale
Rogue
or something?
One,
Rogue
Rogue
One.
One.
That was just before episode four, right? Because it leads into the ending of the movie is basically the start of episode four.
I believe so, yes.
So they're cranking out all these, and then they did The Mandalorian, which is like, okay, we're gonna take kind of Boba Fett and start to make you a series about that. And all this stuff is fine. I haven't really enjoyed anything since 2015, except for, like I said, that skeleton crew, which is a brand new, completely original idea. I had fun with that. I thought that was the best thing they've done. And the other one that I've completely forgotten every detail about, but I kind of enjoyed that. Andor is, I guess there, yeah, Andor is the character from Rogue story, Rogue's Tale.
Rogue One, yeah. I think, yeah, that guy, yeah.
So again, they're trying to give you more on something If they just keep going, like, we can't do anything brand new because people will not like it, because they'll be like, why do I care about this unless it has something to do with Luke Skywalker? And I don't know how Skeleton Crew did. I have no idea if it if people liked it or not.
I think they say something. I think there's, I could be wrong, but in this movie, I don't think they mention the word Jedi,
Okay.
which is, I think it was, even though they were twisting themselves into knots to fit it into Star Wars, I think that's why it lost a lot of money. There were no lightsaber battles. There was no Jedis. There was no Force. Nobody, it's like, they had forgotten or didn't want to show all of the stuff that people love about Star Wars, except Han Solo. They thought, okay, we can make a Han Solo movie. We don't need all this stuff. But it looks like you do need that stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. I've kind of just, I have no, I don't, it's tough to even have an opinion about anything anymore. I just haven't really cared since 2015 when they started cranking out this shit. Yeah, we're gonna keep going through it. What's next on our list?
The next is going to be Rogue One
That makes sense.
and Episode Four,
Okay.
which I think it'll be interesting because we started with three movies that were made when we were what, teenagers, late teenage. Then we were transitioning into movies that were made in our adulthood, these two. And now we're going all the way back to movies. We're going to watch one of the movies that were made when we were what, almost 40 years old. And now we're going to go back to a movie that was made before we were born.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be the biggest, next week is going to be the biggest test of how these two movies match up. Because they, one was made in what, 2016, and it takes place before the movie made in 1990 or 1977.
We shall see.
We shall see.
So I watched that show you told me about, Discontinued,
Yes.
with Bruce Campbell as the
Yep.
host. And I think maybe because you gave me the heads up and you said it's so convoluted the way they present it, that it didn't bother me at all, because I'm like, this isn't that hard to follow. He he's in the future. He's in 2037. He's reporting from a bunker because the world has been taken over by AI, and he's made contact with people in our present that are his reporters that are talking about things that got discontinued from the
You would have already been out of my office door
past.
if I was an executive. I would have said, I'm sorry, nobody's going to follow this.
Well, I didn't find it hard to follow at all, but I think it's
No, it's
because you
not.
gave me the heads up. But when I say it out loud, it does sound totally insane, insanely overly complicated.
It's
For
unnecessary.
yeah.
Just say, my name is Bruce Campbell. I have reporters. They're gonna talk about things that have been discontinued. That's
Yeah.
it. I'm in a
Yeah.
room.
So you're saying just don't make him in the future.
What's the point?
I was thinking make him in the future, but then have it everything that he's talking about in the past. Like, I don't know why they had to go back to our present and then have the present people talking about the past.
I think it's because they have to interview people
Right.
and they can't interview them in the future because maybe they're dead. Or they'll be
Well,
like, nobody's wearing Crocs anymore in 2036. That's not the future.
yeah, I was thinking, who cares? Just have them all, they're all in the future talking about stuff that's in the past. That would have been fine for me. Other than when they're walking around on the street talking to people, then it wouldn't make any sense, because they're like, because that's our present. But I'm like, I don't think you need to interview people in the street. Cut that out altogether.
Yeah, that's kind of unnecessary. Like, yeah, I would have just interviewed the talking head people.
The comedians or whatever, the historians. Yeah.
The pop culture historians.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of those people are like, who the fuck is this person?
It's also kind of weird that just because like they're not really picking topics like specific to being discontinued. They're just basically talking about anything they feel like talking about. Like, here's a TV show that lasted 12 seasons. Well, so how does that fit it into the discontinued category?
MacGyver. Like, remember MacGyver? Yes, I do. Are you also forgetting the reboot of MacGyver that just ended? Like, fucking MacGyver? It's like somebody wrote a random list of things that they knew about.
Yeah, that's it. That yeah, it has nothing to do with things that got discontinued.
Yeah. They just sat in a room and said, "You remember Furbies?" Yeah, okay. Write that down. I saw a Home Alone 2. There was a talk boy. Yeah, okay. Let's write that down.
What's a talk boy?
You talk into it and it changes your voice. It's
Oh.
a it records your voice and then it plays it back in Home Alone 2 when he's like he was ordering all this like the pizzas and stuff.
Okay.
And he would say something into it and he'd play it back and people would think he's an adult because he's in the hotel.
Okay. Yeah, so I watched that show. They talked about Saved by the Bell on that show. And am I the only one that didn't like Saved by the Bell? Did you like it?
It was okay.
Yeah. It seems to me that everybody loves this show. And I'm like, I don't even remember liking it when I was a kid.
I didn't love it. It was fine.
Yeah. That's all.
Yeah. No, it's such a weird show, that discontinued show. But I mean, at least if you're gonna get somebody cool, get Bruce Campbell. That was a good move.
I just started watching a movie called Holy Motors. Ever heard of it?
You told me about that one. Yeah, we were gonna watch it on the podcast.
Absolutely not. Because
Okay.
I'd never heard about this until yesterday. So no.
I have it written down because you told me we're gonna watch it.
There's no way. There's no way. I'd never seen it before. I just started
You
watching it.
said let's watch Holy Motors and there was another movie you mentioned too, maybe Rubber or something.
There's no way. I've never heard of Holy Motors.
Let me see where it's written down here. You definitely have, because you said let's watch it. Okay, hold on. Holy Motors, Holy Motors. Well,
Well,
I
this
got a
is
lot
good.
of
Anyways, it's a fucked up
Holy.
movie.
Yeah, I wrote it down. Holy Motors.
I think you wrote it down. I don't think I said it.
You definitely said it. But okay, whatever. It doesn't matter. So you'd never heard of it. You watched it. What do
No,
you
I
think?
just started watching it. It's totally fucked up. It's totally fucking crazy. It's a crazy movie.
That's what you told me that why we should watch it, because you heard the movie was fucked up and crazy, and you think we should watch it on the podcast.
It's possible. It's possible that that happened. Okay, what new subject from Jesse?
New subject. The new Predator movie. Have you seen that?
Badlands?
Yeah. I enjoyed
Yeah, I did too.
I think that's it for the Predator movie. I thought it
Okay.
was good. I don't know.
Well then.
Anything else?
Nope.
All right. Two more Star Wars movies next week. Same time, same place. Me and you.
All right. Was I even recording? Oh, I was. Good. All right. All
Yeah, you
right.
were.
Talk to you later.
All right.